At the 2012 American Seed Trade Association convention, I'm visiting with Matt Hines with GrowMark. And Matt, you're regional vice president, I understand, on the board here for ASTA. We're trying to help people understand what the organization does. And I guess maybe we could start with just from a GrowMark perspective, what drew you to being involved, and tell us a little bit about your support and what you think of the work of this organization.
Yeah, I've been involved in the seed area for a long time, and that's been one of the passions is to be a part of that because of the growth and what it can do. And so at GrowMark, that's a huge part of what we do in working with our members as well as the end user, our growers, and seed is a huge part of that. So to be a part of an organization like the American Seed Trade Association is important to GrowMark and the things that we do, not only because we have our own seed line, but because of our agricultural industry. And they've been around for 129 years, probably one of the oldest associations. But the things that's important for GrowMark is we have a large footprint, not only in Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, but Canada, Ontario, as well as the East Coast. There's a lot of issues. There's a lot of things that go on, and we can't necessarily keep up with all of those. That's a huge part of what ASTA can bring to an organization like GrowMark and those that are a part of it, because they have a staff that just keeps all of that in tune and what's going on, particularly in Washington, and the issues that affect us. And that's what's really, really important to GrowMark.
Well, in the let's just talk about this meeting here, for example. What are your thoughts on this convention? I think it's been a while since it's been in D.C., from what I understand, and this provided members with a chance to go out and meet, storm the hill, as they said, and the program that we've got here.
Yeah, it was very important, and actually my first time to be able to do that, so it was exciting from my perspective. But to be able to talk to some of the representatives and senators and even their staffs to what are the issues, just to make sure, and I think that face-to-face and understanding what the needs are in the ag community, because it's more and more important because we have less people that are from the farm and understand the farm, be able to bring that. And whenever you have that face-to-face and understanding of the boiling it down to two or three issues, I think that just helps them tremendously to understand what it is. And that just was huge for our organization to be able to do that.
So you serve on the board here for ASTA. Is there a particular area? I know there are key areas that the organization has divisions and committees that work on that you're involved in?
Yeah, I'm in the central region as far as the regional vice president for that. And so with that responsibility, I'm not involved with the other committees, but we have a whole host of other committees that work on all of the areas that are important, not only to the central region, which is corn, soybeans, wheat, but all of the crops as we get involved, and then all of the political issues as well as scientific issues that come up, and how do you handle those. So it's very diverse. It's not just based off of, you know, some people think the larger companies dictate what they do. It's all of the members that are involved. And being a part of that, we're trying to update our strategic plan. And this winter, I called on several of our members to talk to them more about what the needs were and how can we do that. And we cater to all of those members, small or large, depending on what their issues may be and what they can do.
When you look at the work that the organization has been doing, here this week, the Senate passed a farm bill, probably because ASTA was here, right?
We like to think that it was. I think prior to that, I think if you heard before, it was like that wasn't even going to happen, and then overnight they're going to pass it. So I'd like to think we were part of that. But being there at that time was exciting, and there was some input that was given at a critical point in time, so you just never know.
Well, what are the things that have been accomplished most recently that you would say make you proud to be involved with the organization? Any certain things that have been accomplished that kind of stand out for you in recently, maybe?
Yeah, that's a good question. But I think overall one of the biggest issues as a board that we're working on is this whole transition of traits. And you think about that, and I never had at that point as to when they expire, and of course the Roundup One patent is coming off. How do we handle that? And that's a huge animal to get your arms around. And I'd say just to be able to bring all of the organizations together to help understand that. We're not there yet, but we're getting close. I think that's just been huge, and the cooperation that we've had to have with all of the organizations that are part of that, to me, that's just a wonderful way to show what the American Seed Trade Association can help do.
So turning back to GrowMart for a second, the agronomy area that you work in, why don't you just give us a little kind of an update of what's new, what's going on that's exciting with GrowMart right now?
Well, you know, my role as director of agronomy marketing is trying to bring all of our areas together, so crop protection, plant food, seed, and how do we go to market that way. And one of the things that's the most exciting for us, Chuck, is the fact that we go to market with a program called FS Green Plant Solutions. And that whole program is basically how do we tailor the needs to the grower based on their farm and what they do. And that's what our crop specialists do, and that's how we help to support that with our agronomic services as well as all of the divisions that the products that we supply. And so it's more and more important today because of the lack of funding, the land grant universities and the other places. And there's also a huge opportunity for us because there's so much information in the marketplace today. The grower doesn't know where to go to turn as to what do we do. And we can focus in, and with our crop specialists that we have out there in the country promoting green plant solutions with what the grower's needs are, understanding their farm, understanding how they farm, and being able to make the best recommendation, and then using a program that we call Pursuit of Maximum Yield to help how do we unleash the best potential of that seed. And then as we talked about here even at the conference just a few minutes ago, you know, 2050, there's going to be 9 billion people in the world. How do we feed them? We have to double production, and that's one way we can help to take a look at that and help the grower to improve his profitability as well as help to feed the world.
Well, I thank GrowMart very much for the support for what we're trying to do with AgWire at our Precision Pays website, where we focus on precision agriculture. So we appreciate your support, and I know American Seed Trade also appreciates GrowMart for their support and your involvement. So thank you very much, Matt Hines with GrowMart. We've been visiting here at the 129th Annual Convention for the American Seed Trade Association. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.